This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. Our first guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, will forever be known to millions as Elaine Benes, the character she played for 9 seasons on Seinfeld. But she was an early cast member of Saturday Night Live and won an Emmy for Best Comedy Actress starring in the CBS series The New Adventures of Old Christine, which ran for 5 seasons after Seinfeld. Now she's starring in a new HBO comedy series called Veep, in which she plays Vice President Selina Meyer, a former senator struggling to exert power and influence from an office much of Washington regards as irrelevant and powerless. The series finds comedy in the awkwardness of the vice president's role and in the interactions between Meyer and her staff, who are alternately fawning and cynically ambitious. Here's a scene from Veep in which the vice president, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, has discovered an opening in her schedule she wants to fill. Her staff are played by Anna Klumsky, Matt Walsh, and Reed Scott.
Come on, let's go somewhere. Let's meet the public.
You want to normalize it?
Yes, exactly. I want to meet some regular normals. Where are we going to find them?
Photo op at the normals and the normalistas.
Yes, there's a book fair Adams Morgan.
Kind of, no. You're not going to get a good photo holding a book. You need some active.
It's like kids read or something, like read.
Kids are unpredictable. They wet their pants.
Keep it simple.
Yeah,
keep it simple.
It's
frozen yogurt. All right, is huge in this town right now. All right, it's hot out. Let's go to a store. There's one that I know that I go to all the time on U Street. It's owned by 3 generations of African Americans. I mean, there's a narrative
done.
Built right in.
Excellent. Home it's run. Perfect. Done deal.
Great.
We can totally normalize with those guys. That's what we're going to do. Make it happen, guys.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Or should I say, welcome back, Madam Vice President.
yeah, I prefer that.
Okay, well, we'll try and stick to that, or at least maintain a certain amount of respect and protocol.
I've gotten very used to being called that. It's rather peculiar.
Yeah, a little heady. How did you prepare for this role, being the Vice President?
I met with a lot of people on Capitol Hill. I met with a couple of vice presidents, speech writers, lobbyists, chiefs of staff in various offices, senators, schedulers, you know, the list goes on. I watched a lot of C-SPAN, and I've met some politicians, you know, along the way in my life, even prior to this project.
As you had these conversations with politicians and political operatives and staff members, give us a sense of what you learned then, or what kind of questions you asked and what tips you picked up or insights that helped inform your performance.
I'm very much struck by how insular Capitol Hill and the land of politics is, not dissimilarly from show business, to tell you the truth. You know, it sort of feels like it's the only universe when you're there. I remember a woman who was a scheduler for a senator saying really very proudly that she slept with her BlackBerry on her pillow right next to her head just in case she was needed while she was sleeping. And I thought that was extraordinary and that she was boasting about it.
Right.
And I just thought that is amazing.
It occurs that your character is she's the vice president. We don't learn what political party your character, Selina Meyer, is. Not that much about her political career and kind of inherently has ambitions that maybe exceed her talents. But she can't be a fool either. I mean, nobody who gets to be vice president doesn't have something on the ball and some accomplishments. I wonder, as you developed this, was there sort of a sweet spot you had to find between someone who is competent but maybe not too competent and kind of neurotic?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, buffoonery is funny, let's face it. And you'll see as the series sort of unfolds, you will see her behave competently in certain situations. But she's betwixt and between, you know. She is somebody who's used to power. She's in a powerful position, and yet she's powerless at the same time. And it has that circumstance, I play it as if that circumstance has a way of paralyzing her. So that's how I sort of justify maybe certain so-called hiccups that she has. You know, her agenda is often clashing with the agenda of the president. And how does one survive under those circumstances? It's a mess. And And if it weren't a mess, it wouldn't be funny, of course. So, you know, we keep it messy.
Right, right. I thought we'd listen to another clip. In this scene, you have just, as the vice president, have just met with a senator who you're trying to get to support a bill that you're backing. And it kind of didn't go as planned. And you've just come back from the meeting and mm-hmm. are kind of confessing what happened to your staff. The staff members here are played by Reed Scott, Anna Klumsky, and Matt Walsh. And you speak first. Let's listen.
Hey, I think I did the right thing, but I just need you to confirm that I did the right thing. I said something to someone.
What exactly did you say, ma'am, and to who?
To whom?
Senator Doyle said that he would sponsor the bill.
Oh.
If we keep oil off of clean jobs. And there was an implication, perhaps,
You didn't say yes.
No, I didn't say yes. I said, yeah.
Okay, well, we told oil we'd put one of their guys on clean jobs. That's why we got away with the Cutler
tweet. I know.
Okay.
She's aware. Okay, I was charmed by Doyle. He's got that little twinkle in his eye. He just niced me. I got nice. All right? And where were you, Amy, by the way? Where were you?
No, you said you had it covered.
No, I didn't have it covered. And it's your job to know that if I say I have it covered, I don't have it covered, and you cover me. I need you all to make me have not said that. I need you to have make me unsaid it.
That is our guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, as the vice president in the new series Veep. They're trying to straighten things out with her staff. I mean, very, very funny scene.
Thanks.
You could imagine this character as a senator, when she had her own base of power and kind of more sure where she was, handling a negotiation with another senator well. But here, she's kind of undermined by her position and gets frantic and does stupid things.
Exactly. In fact, in the first episode, when she has a meeting with Senator Hallows, played by the marvelous Kate Burton, and she comes in and she says, "Barbara, what have I been missing here?" And Senator Hallows says, "Power." And there's this, when she says that, I sort of played it like it was like a punch to the gut, because it was a very brief, tiny punch to the gut that was sort of relayed, but it was in fact that, because she's sort of speaking the truth, and that throws Selena off her game, and she's off her game for the rest of that scene as a result. She's sort of struggling to get her balance back, and she doesn't quite recover it.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She stars in the new HBO series Veep, in which she plays a vice president. It airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. You were, and if I have the story right, folks at Saturday Night Live saw you in the Practical Theater Company and invited you to join the cast at the age of 21. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, this must have been a dream come true.
Well, it was. It was because also understand that I was in high school watching Saturday Night Live when it had just begun, you know, when it was Belushi and Gildon and Danny Aykroyd and all those guys. And so I was, you know, their audience. And then all of a sudden to be, you know, however many years later, picked to be on the show was just like, it was Cinderella going to the ball time, you know.
But I gather the ball wasn't so much fun for you.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Why not?
Well, I was very young, okay? And I was very, very naive. And I was coming from college and doing theater work with my friends, and we would all work really hard as an ensemble to make the best possible show. So there was a sort of an earnestness that I took with me to doing SNL that really had no place. I didn't understand the politics of and the dynamics of the show. I also went in thinking that I would just work with writers, and I didn't go in with characters that I had worked on. I was not a writer myself. I was somewhat unprepared. Larry David was there my third year. He was a writer on that show for my last year, and it was his only year. And we became friends during that period of time. We sort of, he was miserable. He didn't get a single sketch on. He did get one sketch on, but it was cut between dress and air. And so we sort of bonded in misery And there you go.
And that's what led to Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there was a period of time in between, but yeah, it did.
Well, let's listen to a clip. This is, I think, from season 5, and it's a moment where Jerry arranged a date with a friend of his, and then on the date, the guy exposed himself, and you're in. You remember this one? And you're in the apartment after the date, and Jerry asks you about it. Let's listen.
Come on, how was your date?
Oh, the date. The date.
Yeah, how was it?
Interesting.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why, what happened?
Let's see. How shall I put this?
Well, just put it.
He took it out.
He what?
He took it out.
He took what out?
It.
He took it out?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
He couldn't.
He did.
Well, you were involved in some sort of amorous...
No.
You mean he just...
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, quite.
There was no mistaking it?
Jerry.
So you were talking, you're having a pleasant conversation, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah.
It.
Out.
Well, I can't believe this. I know Phil. He's a good friend of mine. We play softball together. How could this be?
Oh, it be. You got any other friends you want to set me up with?
And that is our guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, as Elaine Benes on Seinfeld there with Jerry. Gosh, what a fun scene. The premise of the bit is funny, but the back and forth with you and Jerry and the way you read those lines are really what make it. I mean, did you practice a lot? Did you develop those different, you know, vocal inflections and expressions?
I love the compliment. Thank you very much. But I will say that I think that scene is exceptionally well written. And it was really a question of how not to mess it up. Because that was just so artful, that writing, as I was listening to it. And I remember the tricky part with that scene was that, you know, it's that scene in particular is it all about timing in a weird kind of way. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, all comedy is about timing, but this scene in particular had a rhythm to it. And then you had to factor in the laughs into the rhythm, the laughs of the audience. And I remember that night as we were shooting it, thinking, this is not as we rehearsed it because of the laughs. And believe me, I'm not complaining, but it did alter things a little bit, you know? There were pauses there that we didn't really have, as I recall, in rehearsal because, you know, we weren't holding for the laugh. But it had a sort of... It was a little bit arch, that scene, I think, the way it was written. A good arch, by the way, but arch.
Now, someone said that, you know, the character of Elaine evolved a bit over the course of the series. And someone wrote that the writers found when they started writing for Elaine as if she was just one of the guys, it somehow really clicked. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Totally, yeah. And I loved that because it opened up everything. All of a sudden, we're all on the playground together, and I wasn't in a separate area. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of gender sort of not being an issue was one of many strengths of the Seinfeld show, and I think in particular I think of the episode The Contest, and that was the episode in which all four characters entered a contest in which they would try to refrain from masturbating. And by the way, never use the word masturbate in the entire show, which was lots of fun too.
Yeah, it's a memorable episode.
memorable episode. But what was great is that Elaine was a part of this contest. And that was just how it was.
Right.
And I was very proud to be a member of the contest. And by the way, when we were shooting that episode, I swear to you, I was every instant looking over my shoulder, waiting for somebody from NBC to come and shut us down. And they didn't, inexplicably.
Well, maybe we should just listen to a bit of that scene in the coffee shop where you guys are making plans. Let's listen.
All right, I'll tell you this, though. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
No, like, give me a break.
Right.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I want to be in on this, too.
It's all different things. Because you're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. Oh. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such a baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
All right, look, you want to be in?
Yeah.
You got to give us odds. At least 2-1. You got to put up $200.
No, $1,000.
Yeah, I'll put up $150.
All right, you're in for $150.
Okay, $150.
All right, now.
And that's our guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, with the cast of Seinfeld in a famous episode from the series. You know, after you left, there was a very funny episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Larry David series, where Larry needs some permission from his neighbor for something, and the neighbor is a big fan of yours. And so to help Larry out, you agree to come over and meet him. And there's his wife. She's aiming a video camera at you, and you're saying, you know, gosh, I really don't like these things. And, you know, these are the kinds of things I guess celebrities have to deal with. But it occurred to me that your character, Elaine, on Seinfeld, was such a sort of, in some ways, down-to-earth, you know, approachable sort of person that I can imagine people might feel more comfortable coming up to you than they might, you know, I don't know, pick a name, you know, Judy Dench or somebody. Do people see Elaine on the street and want to come up and chat just like your old buddies?
Oh, yes, definitely. People feel very comfortable coming up and talking to me and hugging me and engaging. And of course, I understand that. I mean, I'm in their living rooms, and I get it. I really do. I'm also very short, and I think, you know, I don't have a sort of physically imposing presence, you know? And the reality is that the vast majority of people who come up are unbelievably gracious. And, you know, for the most part, I'm happy to engage. Maybe not the hugging so much, but talking is certainly fine.
Well, you had a hit with New Adventures of Old Christine. You won the Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy Series. And this ran for 5 seasons. Elaine Benes and Christine from New Adventures are both, you know, working women and really kind of insecure. Is there comedy in the insecurity?
Absolutely. There's no comedy in insecurity. And I don't think there's any comedy in things working out well. Conflict is where what's interesting, and I love playing that undercurrent of a lack of confidence. I think I can tap into it very easily, and but yeah, insecurity is great fun.
You know, I have to ask: Are you really insecure as an actress? I mean, most people will never have a hit like Seinfeld.
Yes, I am insecure. Of course I am. Who isn't? Who isn't insecure? Can I just say that? Who isn't? And also in showbiz particularly, you know, you sort of, it's kind of an unforgiving business, in case you hadn't noticed. So it's like whatever your last job is sort of like, is, you know, are you in, are you out? I mean, it's very fickle and it can be very nasty and, you know. So that plays into the security thing for sure, you know. I mean, I fight it. I try not to give it any credence or anything like that. But, you know, easy come, easy go.
Well, I wish you success with the series. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, it's been great having you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus stars as the vice president in the new HBO series, Veep. It airs Sunday at 10. I'm Dave Davies, and this is Fresh Air.